Welcome to the Preaching and Leadership Podcast. This is the place where you'll get practical, actionable help on how you can preach and lead better. Our ministry partner for this episode is ministrydeal.com. They have a great product that I'm excited to tell you about. It's called 52 Giving Scripts, and that's just what it is, 52 Giving Scripts. You can say goodbye to last-minute offering talks with this product. Use this resource to plan ahead, allow others to be involved so you don't have to do it every Sunday. What am I talking about? The offering talk. Just follow the script, make it their own. Use giving scripts so you can make your giving time more effective and efficient than ever before. And here's what's going to happen, I believe, when you use these giving scripts. Because you're putting more of an emphasis on giving, your giving will increase. God will honor that focus. So to learn more, go to rookiepreacher.com/giving. That's rookiepreacher.com/giving. Let's go back to the time where you first started preaching. How did you know how to prepare? Did you wait till you had a preaching class to prepare a sermon? Did you have a step-by-step process that you had been given? What was it that you did? And looking back, like when you think about that, when you think about what you did, would you ever do that again? Sermon preparation is one of those things where it has to be worked at, it has to be iterated, it has to be modified. That process that we go through week in, week out, every time that we preach, is something that we have to own and make our own. See, when I first began preaching, I had a lot on my plate. And I didn't have a preaching class at the time, and so I was just trying to wing it. And so the process that I had every time I preached, it changed. But over the years, I've honed what I've been doing. I've learned myself a little bit more. I've had some preaching classes. I've read some preaching books. And over the years, I've been able to discover that there is some kind of preparation process, at least for me, for sure, that allows me to be more efficient. And I think there's a process for you, too. So if you want to become more efficient at sermon preparation, that's going to be what we're talking about today, because there are all kinds of things in ministry that can take up our time. And if we can get better at being efficient in our sermon preparation time, then we can actually spend more time leading the congregation week in, week out, Monday through Saturday, as we approach God's throne, as we try to lead our congregation toward the vision we believe He's given to us as a leadership. If you want to become more efficient in your sermon preparation, then stick around. That's what we're talking about today on the Preaching and Leadership Podcast. I'm sure you've been there, but when I first began preaching, I had a lot on my plate, and that really forced me into figuring out what sermon preparation in an efficient way really looked like, because the alternative would have been a mild form of disaster. I was 2.5 months into Bible college and 1 year and a few months old as a Christian when I first preached my first sermon. And from there, I was preaching every Sunday evening for a period of a few crazy months. And basically, I was the new part-time youth minister and was now in charge of a Sunday evening service as well. And on top of that, I was taking 18 credit hours in Bible college and trying to figure out what youth ministry looked like, because I had no clue what youth ministry was supposed to be because I didn't grow up in the church. And so a whole lot of new was coming into my life at a rapid pace. And I had to be efficient at sermon preparation, otherwise I would have had a hard time getting everything else done. So the step-by-step approach we're going to be talking about today wasn't really figured out in those early days of my ministry, because back then I had no idea what I was doing. And still today, I kind of feel the same way most of the time, but over the years, I've developed a process that works for me, and I believe odds are most of it can work for you too. So, quick note, all right, go to God in prayer throughout this process. This process is not to be replacing prayer at all. I don't see prayer as a step, as it should be constant throughout. So, it's not going to be step one, but let's jump in. A step-by-step approach to being efficient at sermon preparation. Step one. Identify your main Bible passage. I wholeheartedly believe in, this is what I call it, exposical approach to preaching. And what I mean by that is it's a blend of both expository and topical, where you always have a main Bible passage and maybe, and I really do mean maybe, have one or two supplemental texts. So I believe that you can be topical and expository at the same time, and you can be expository and topical at the same time. So what that means is you can approach a topic but just use one passage. It means you can use one passage but also connect it to a topic that relates to real life. So exposical, that's my approach. But step one, identify your main Bible passage. Step two, read your main Bible passage and its surrounding context. To preach a biblical sermon, it's important to know how your main passage fits into the overall context of the specific book of the Bible that it's within, as well as the Bible overall. For example, if you're preaching John 13, 1 through 20, where Jesus washes the disciples' feet, you'll want to read John 12 and the rest of John 13 and all of John 14. That's my opinion. And for passages in a smaller book of the Bible, like Colossians, I really encourage you to take the time to read the entire book all the way through, because when you do that, you'll have the overarching context. And keep in mind, when they would have read that to the church, they would have read the whole thing. So it's supposed to be one full argument, one full narrative, one full account. And so approach your prep in the same way. Step three, identify the passage's main point through taking notes. So if you were asked to really reword and summarize the passage you're preaching on, what would you say? And in my opinion, write that down. Like, that should be a question we ask ourselves. If I were to reword this in my own words, what would I say? Write it down. Are there a couple of key verses in the passage? Like, those are the linchpin? Write them down. And sometimes it also helps to create a passage outline. Typically do this by breaking down the passage in an outline form. And you may find that it is easier to see the arc of the passage and the flow of the author's thoughts in a better way. So really identify the passage's main point through taking notes. I love using just actual real paper in doing that, because it just allows you to be free in the way that you write, and you can draw arrows and all that kind of stuff. If you're artistic, you can really do some cool things that I can't do. Step four, look up what you don't understand and write down what you discover. I highly recommend you check out the Bible tools listed. I'm going to put a link in the show notes at rookiepreacher.com/PLP4. You can find those there. But highly recommend you check out the Bible tools listed in the list of seven online sermon preparation resources you need, because they'll save you money and they'll save you time. And at this point, we really only want to look up what we don't understand in the passage. We're not digging deeper on the entire passage right now, because remember, we want to stay efficient. So if you go to commentaries, then look for the specific answer to the question you're asking. What does this mean? What are they describing in this verse? So look up those and then go on to the next step, which is step five, make it 3D and process how the different people in the passage or the recipients of the passage would have reacted. What would have been going on in their minds as they're listening to this? And write down your thoughts. Okay, so this step requires some imagination, because obviously the biblical text doesn't always tell us. But if you want to preach in a way that places people in the text, it helps to consider the emotions of the text. And here we're seeking to show the congregation the text. We want to put them in the first century or prior, depending on when it is, and we want to let them feel it. And I actually dive into this more in an article called How to Powerfully Preach a Narrative Passage. And again, go to the show notes, rookiepreacher.com/PLP4, and I will link to that and you can jump into it. Step six, zoom out and discover how the main Bible passage connects to the gospel. This is so important, because I believe that every opportunity you have to preach is an opportunity to preach the gospel. Every passage of scripture has a connection to Christ and our need for him. And again, show notes, rookiepreacher.com/PLP4. You're going to get tired of me saying that. But I talk about an article called 3 Simple Steps to Preach the Gospel No Matter the Passage. And you can dive into that in right after this. You can pause it, go there, read that, come back. Step 7, think through possible illustrations from your own life and write them down. To me, this is so huge. This will add so much flavor to your message. Think about it. How have you seen the passage's main point play out in your life? Do you have a story where you experienced the same kind of emotions the people in the passage were possibly experiencing? Write down anything that comes to mind here and dive in. People want to hear your stories, your life, not just a canned illustration all the time. So open your life up to them and share with them how you've experienced that same thing playing out. Step 8. This is vital to efficient sermon preparation. Outline your sermon. This is where everything comes together. How will you take what you have discovered about the text and how it relates to life, and most importantly, the good news of Jesus Christ, and communicate it? How are you going to put all those pieces together? I have 6 parts to my outline. This is what I use. It's called the sticky sermon framework. The first thing is engage. That's where we're telling a story about our own life that will relate to the truth of the text. Then tension. This is where I want to bring in some kind of problem that we've experienced or that we come up against when we try to live out whatever it is we're talking about. We're creating tension, and then that tension is going to be resolved through the reading of Scripture, which that is the truth section. So we've got engage, we've got tension, now we've got truth, and then from there we're going to move to application, and then from application we're going to go to inspiration and then action. And some of those times I'll interchange inspiration and action. Sometimes I'll put an action step and then inspire with another story or some kind of anecdote, just depends on what we're talking about and what comes to mind. So the great thing about this outlining method is that it gives the sermon a flow that is similar to a story structure. And that this is so huge. We'll actually talk about this in the next episode. So next week, do not miss it, because we're going to be talking about how to structure your sermon like a story. So outline your sermon before you write it. Step 9, this is the fun part. Write your sermon. Now for me, I manuscript my sermon, but I don't preach from the manuscript. More on that in step 10. We'll talk about that more in step 10, the next one. But you may not write a manuscript, and to me, that's okay. But if you don't write a manuscript, I want you to really consider 4 reasons why manuscripting your sermon is really important. And I'm just going to run through these really quickly. I have the article that I dive into these in the show notes, linked to it. But I just want to give you 4 really quick reasons. I'm not going to give you an explanation, but I do want to give you these reasons. Number 1, manuscripting your sermon forces you to think through the specifics of what you're going to say. Number 2, manuscripting your sermon allows it to be easily used in other formats. That's really fun. That's really fun. You just read the article and I give you all kinds of different things. Number 3, manuscripting your sermon makes you a better writer. And that's really going to equip you to do more things, whether that be blogging or writing studies, all kinds of things. Dive into the article. Number 4, manuscripting your sermon makes you a better preacher, because it allows you to say what you want to say in a way that connects with your congregation. So those are really quick 4 steps or 4 reasons why really manuscripting, I believe, is important. I can write a 3,000 to 3,500 word manuscript in about 3 hours. And for me, that's not really a crazy fast pace or a super slow pace, but it's a comfortable one. And 2 tools that I use when I'm writing my sermon that help me write my manuscript really efficient are brain.fm. That sounds weird, but it's actually, they use neuroscience mixed with music to help you focus. It's really cool. And I think it works. I really actually feel like it works. That's why I use it. And the other one is the Pomodoro timer. This allows you to like work for a very specific time on a specific thing, and then it times you out, gives you a short break, and then tells you to dive right back in to those. And I'll have links to those where I talk about them more in the show notes. Again, rookiepreacher.com/PLP4. And step 10, the final step to efficient sermon preparation, is to create your preaching notes. This last step may not be the most efficient step in terms of time, but it is vital for me. I don't preach from my manuscript, but I do use some notes on my iPad mini when I preach. And so with two windows of the app called Pages, which is Mac's version of Word, I proceed to copy and paste key phrases and headings to a document that will turn into my preaching notes. Now, my goal is always to have as little of notes as possible with me when I preach. So I cut and cut and cut so that when it comes time to go from manuscript to preaching notes, I've got as little of notes as possible with me so that I'm not focused on the notes, but I'm focused on the people that God has laid before me, the congregation, so that I can preach to them, preach God's word. And all that's left after that is to preach God's word. Now, two helpful resources I believe will help you in efficient sermon prep are the following things. Because here at Rookie Preacher, we strive to be relentlessly helpful to you and the entire community. And it's with that heart and motivation that we created two resources that we believe will help you not only be more efficient at sermon preparation, but that will help you preach better overall. The first one is our book, Preaching Sticky Sermons, subtitle, A Practical Guide to Preparing, Writing, and Delivering Memorable Sermons. That's a book Joe and I wrote that is our best effort in helping you improve in the area of preaching. We believe it is the most practical book on preaching that is available. But I suppose, you know, right, we're a little biased. But, you know, I think that 25 reviews in on Amazon shows that most people really agree with us. The second thing is Sticky Sermons Notebook. This is really something that I created kind of for me, but I really wanted to make it available for you guys too. It's a full 8.5 by 11 inch notebook that is designed to make your sermon prep easier and more efficient. Inside of the notebook, there are a few different worksheets that will allow you to work through your sermon prep time. Basically, it has a notes section where it's just really freehand opportunity space to draw, to write, to do whatever scratch notes you really need to do. It's got the outline form that I talk about and that we'll talk about more in next week's episode. We're going to talk about how you can structure your story, your sermon, like a story. It's got a full year, entire year, table of contents where you can really put all your preaching in one spot. And it also has in the back worksheets that will allow you to design your sermon series for the year. So really, it's a one-stop sermon preparation resource. And I really don't know of anything else like it on the market today. So if you want to use real paper in your sermon prep, I mix it with that and with Evernote. You can check out the Sticky Sermons Notebook. So two things, Preaching Sticky Sermons, the book, and the Sticky Sermons Notebook. Highly recommend you check those things out. Well, that does it for another episode of the Preaching and Leadership Podcast. I'm so glad that you've joined us once again for this podcast. I hope it's been helpful. If you found it to be helpful, would love if you left a rating or review on iTunes or Stitcher, wherever you listen to this, and just let people know that you're enjoying it so that they can enjoy it too. Also, if you want some free resources, free preaching resources and leadership resources, go to rookiepreacher.com, the homepage, click download, and you'll be able to get all of our free resources in our resource library for free. Just go and subscribe, and we'll get those to you right away. So go prepare a sermon in an efficient way. And next week, we'll talk to you again. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.